Well, so far I would say that the weekend's been pretty successful, wouldn't you? I mean, we've been chased by cows, we've lost half our gear, and the other half is now soaked by the rain. Yep, so far it's pretty perfect. Mind you, it is kind of my fault. I mean, who goes camping in England in the summertime? An idiot. An idiot who gets rained on. Well, an idiot and her best friend. I'm sorry. This is not what I promised you, is it? A weekend to make you forget about the bitch. What? Fine. She who shall not be named, because she is a raging bitch who didn't know what she had when she had it. Don't give me that face. Okay, this is how it works. I say horrible things about her so you don't have to. That way, you get to be the bigger person in the breakup. You see, that's the kind of friend I am. See, I'm lovely. I take you on terrible camping holidays and I say bad things about your girlfriend. Ex-girlfriend. I never said bad things when she was your girlfriend. Not where you could hear me. Didn't mean to say that. Oh, she was awful. Come on, she was terrible. She was honestly a horrible person. And she was not good enough for you. She wasn't good enough for you. Yes, I am serious. And that you have to even ask that. Oh my God, what did she do to you? Okay, this is the perfect time to get a few things straight. You can't escape. We're in the middle of a field. It's raining. And if you did try to leave, you'd just end up waist deep in mud. Or cow pats. Either way, you're not going anywhere. So, one, you are a wonderful person. I'm serious. Don't argue. I have a wet sleeping bag and I will hit you with it. And I think that would be very unpleasant. So, you are wonderful. I mean, you're the most sweetest, generous, just lovely people I've ever met. I mean, you are so wonderful. You don't realize it, and being with her has made you doubt it, but trust me, I know you, and you are wonderful. There is no one else I'd rather spend time with. I mean, being stuck in this tent for 2 days while it rains, that's my idea of heaven. What? I just like rain. I mean, it's not because I'm here with you. That would be kind of weird. I mean, you're my best friend, but that would be really weird. I mean, it's not like I planned this. I mean, this sounds like a plot of a really bad romance novel, you know. In the rain, in a tent where you'll have to get all naked and we'll have to share body heat. I mean, that is ridiculous. That's really, really ridiculous. Are you cold? Because we could sit a bit closer if you're a bit cold. Not to do with the body heat or anything, it's just, I don't want you to get a cold because your sneezes are annoying. Yeah. So, yeah, you are a really lovely person, and any girl would be lucky to have you. I mean, she would have to live up to my standards, of course, because I'm going to have to pick your next girlfriend because you have terrible taste. Because you pick. Well, we know the kind of girl that you pick, and, well, it's just not good enough. Yeah, I mean, not good enough, because whoever dates you has to be. Has to get you, has to understand you, has to appreciate everything about you. Your smiles, the way you can't really sing, the way that you're just a little bit goofy, a little bit uncool, but still the coolest person that I know. The way that your eyes go soft when you laugh, the way you smile. God, my heart stops when you smile. when it's just you and me and you smell at me, oh, I just melt. What? That's totally what your girlfriend should think and say. And do you think it started to rain heavier? I'm not changing the subject. I'm not. I'm just talking about the weather. I'm English, that's what we do. Remember, we go camping in the rain, we talk about the weather, and we drink tea. But I can't drink tea because we've had our camping stove stolen. Why did the cow do that? I mean, what's the cow gonna do? Do you think the cow has a tea addiction? I mean, I totally get that. Maybe my kindred soul is out there just, I'm not changing the subject. I'm not changing the subject by being ridiculous. I mean, there's no reason, and I'm not blushing. I'm not blushing. Why would I be blushing? Of course I like you. You're my best friend. Yeah, I like you. Yeah, you know what? You don't have to come any closer. It's fine. I'm not cold. It's fine. I'm not blushing. It's fine. Look, just... this is my side of the tent. That's your side of the tent. And... I'm not blushing. There's nothing wrong. Just, you know, put your top back on. I mean, you're going to catch a cold. I'm not going red. It's fine. If you want to sit in a tent without a top and freeze, that's perfectly fine. Yes, I would let you freeze because... well, I wouldn't let you freeze, but that doesn't mean I'm going to snuggle up to you when you're all half naked and close and smelling so damn good. I mean, you smell better than a muddy field with cow pats. Yeah. It's a compliment, I think. I don't know, it's a little bit hard to think right now. Just stay over your side of the tent and put your top on because you're cold. Well, maybe we should cuddle up. Not cuddle up, maybe we should sit closer because friends do not cuddle. And you're really warm. You're always so warm. Oh, I love sitting next to you. Because I don't have to wear a jumper. Totally. Your girlfriend. Why are we talking about your girlfriend? Your ex-girlfriend. She was never good. Never. Could you stop with like the rubbing? It's distracting. Yeah. Just. No. Maybe not be so close. So your ex-girlfriend. She was not good enough for you. She was an idiot. You do smell really nice. And you're so warm. I do like you. I am, as a friend, I'm not blushing. This really wasn't a setup. I need you to sit away. I need you to go. I need you to put your top on. Seriously. I can't do this. I can't. It's not fair. I can't. I'm your friend. I'm your best friend. And I'm trying to be your best friend. But you're all half naked and close. And I can feel how warm you are. Oh, I can smell how good you smell. I just want to get closer. And it's not fair. It's not fair right now. I want you to mean it. I don't want this to be a rebound thing. I don't want this to be a distracting you from your girlfriend thing. I want to be your girlfriend. I just want it to be you and me. I want to appreciate you. I want to look into your eyes and just drown in a smile. I want this to be it. I can't joke about this. I can't do it. It's not fair. Why are you smiling? You're breaking my heart and you're smiling. You're not that kind of person. Or I kind of want to hit you right now. I can't believe you set me up. Oh, I hate you. Yes, I hate you. I don't like you. No, I don't want to be your girlfriend. Fuck off. Just fuck off. I hate you. I can't believe I was meant to be distracting you from your breakup. This. I do like you. I really, really like you. But I can't. This is too good to be true. I want it to be true. I really, really do. But I need to be sure. You're my best friend. And I love you. I've loved you forever. I can't jump into this. Don't say anything. Let's just enjoy the camping, listen to the rain, and try and find our stuff. Try not to drown in the mud. Let's just get through the next 2 days as friends, and then think about something else, something more. I need you. I need to be sure. I do love you, but I won't say it again. Not yet. I don't want to lose our friendship. Because if this goes bad, if it goes bad, it'll break me. It will break me more than anything ever. Just too perfect, you know, that you not saying it, me the way that I not saying it, you. I've watched you with other girls for so long, loving you from afar, hating the way they treated you. Being jealous, God, so jealous. And you saying that you care, it's just, I need some time. I need to be sure. You need to be sure. So let's just be friends for now. But something waiting. Friends to cut. And we do need to keep warm. You're so warm. No, you don't smell good. You smell like cat pets. Oh, God. Butterflies. God, I feel
and scared.
Really scared and really happy. Let's just leave it for now though, okay? Not forever, but just for now. But you really should put it on because it's raining and it's bloody cold. Me too. Me too.